Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. James Lee McDonough presents William Tecumseh Sherman, In the Service of My Country a Life, as a full-scale historical biography of one of the central military figures of the American Civil War. The book follows Sherman from his Ohio childhood and West Point education through uncertain antebellum careers, wartime command, national fame, and post-war service as General-in-Chief of the United States Army. Its purpose is not simply to retell the march to the sea or the burning of Atlanta, but to place those events within a life marked by ambition, anxiety, family strain, public controversy, and a powerful desire to serve the Union. McDonough writes in the tradition of documentary military biography, combining campaign analysis with attention to private burdens such as debt, grief, and separation from family. The result is a detailed portrait of Sherman as both a consequential strategist and a complicated public servant. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Sherman before the Civil War and the making of an insecure public servant. McDonough gives substantial attention to the years before Sherman became a famous Union general because they explain the mixture of confidence and insecurity that shaped his later career. Sherman lost his father young and was raised in the politically connected Ewing household, a circumstance that gave him opportunity but also a persistent sense of dependence. His West Point education placed him within the professional army, yet his early military service did not make him a national figure. After leaving the army, he tried banking and other civilian work with uneven results, including time in California and leadership of the Louisiana State Seminary before secession. These experiences matter because they show Sherman as a man repeatedly searching for a role equal to his abilities. McDonough treats his antebellum failures not as incidental background, but as preparation for the Civil War. They sharpened his administrative habits, exposed him to different regions of the country, and deepened his fear that history might pass him by before he could prove his worth. Secondly, Civil War command from battlefield survival to strategic destruction. The biography traces Sherman through the major military turning points that made his reputation, including Shiloh, Vicksburg, Atlanta, and the March to the Sea. McDonough emphasizes that Sherman did not begin the war as an effortless genius. His early command difficulties, especially public doubt about his nerves and judgment, made his later confidence hard won. At Shiloh, he learned under extreme pressure that battlefield surprise, confusion, and endurance were inseparable from command. In the Western theater, he developed into a leader who valued movement, logistics, and coordination more than dramatic single battles. His campaign against Atlanta and subsequent march across Georgia expressed a belief that the Confederacy could be defeated by destroying its capacity and will to continue war. McDonough does not reduce this to cruelty or brilliance alone. He presents Sherman as a commander who concluded that a shorter, harsher war against infrastructure and resources might prevent even greater slaughter and prolonged combat. That reasoning remains central to his contested legacy. Thirdly, the Grant and Sherman partnership as a model of wartime trust. A major strength of the book is its treatment of the relationship between Ulysses S. Grant and Sherman. McDonough shows that their partnership was not merely a convenient alliance between two successful generals. It rested on complementary temperaments, shared Western theater experience, and a rare degree of mutual confidence. Grant gave Sherman operational space and trusted his judgment, while Sherman defended Grant during periods of criticism and supported him emotionally as well as militarily. This trust helped create a command system capable of sustained strategic pressure across multiple fronts. Sherman was not primarily a political general, and Grant could translate military necessity into national strategy more effectively than many contemporaries. The biography, therefore, uses their relationship to illuminate how personal loyalty can affect institutional performance. Civil War command was often damaged by rivalry, ambition, and interference. In contrast, the Grant and Sherman connection allowed disagreement without paralysis and initiative without insubordination. McDonough treats this bond as essential to understanding how Union victory became operationally possible. Fourthly, private grief, marital strain, and the emotional cost of public duty, McDonough balances campaign history with attention to the burdens Sherman carried away from the battlefield. The book discusses his strained marriage to Ellen Ewing Sherman, long periods of separation from family, recurring financial pressures, and the devastating death of his young son Willie during the war. These elements prevent the biography from becoming only a record of orders, marches, and battles. Sherman appears as a man whose public decisiveness coexisted with private unease. His desire to serve the country was bound to fears about reputation, missed opportunity, and personal failure. McDonough is careful rather than speculative in treating these issues. He does not turn the book into a psychoanalytic study, but he uses letters, family circumstances, and documented behavior to show how emotional strain influenced the texture of Sherman's life. This approach is important because it complicates the familiar image of Sherman as simply ruthless or iron-willed. His severity in war sits beside grief, dependence, frustration, and a need for recognition. Lastly, post-war command and the troubling legacy of Western expansion. The book extends beyond Appomattox to examine Sherman as general and chief of the United States Army during the era of Western expansion and conflict with Native peoples. This post-war section is crucial because it shows that Sherman's historical importance did not end with the Civil War. As the nation turned west, the Army became an instrument of federal power, railroad protection, settlement policy, and coercive campaigns against indigenous resistance. McDonough presents this phase as part of the same public life devoted to national service, but it also exposes the moral difficulty of that service. Sherman's commitment to order, mobility, and decisive force could be applied to objectives that modern readers must assess critically. His post-war role complicates any simple heroic portrait by linking him to policies that advanced United States expansion at severe cost to Native communities. By including this later career in detail, the biography frames Sherman as a national military figure across two transformative conflicts: the war to preserve the Union and the violent consolidation of the Continental Republic. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a substantial, traditional biography rather than a brief introduction or a narrowly focused battle study. Civil War enthusiasts will benefit from McDonough's clear handling of campaigns such as Shiloh, Vicksburg, Atlanta, and the March to the Sea, while readers of political and military biography will find value in the broader portrait of ambition, institutional service, friendship, and family strain. Its practical benefit lies in showing how command depends on logistics, trust, timing, and psychological endurance, not only battlefield courage. Its intellectual benefit is a more rounded understanding of Sherman as a man whose reputation cannot be reduced to either ruthless destroyer or Union savior. Compared with many Sherman books, this biography stands out for its cradle-to-grave scope and its steady integration of personal life with military development. It is less revisionist and less psychologically probing than some modern biographies, but that restraint is also part of its identity. McDonough offers a deeply researched, accessible, and balanced account that places Sherman within the Civil War, post-war army, family obligations, and national expansion. Readers seeking a comprehensive single-volume life of Sherman will find it especially useful. If you would like to support James Lee McDonough, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.